This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's Friday, time for our regular food segment. Today we thought we would talk about milk, an odd kind of milk, water buffalo milk. In South Woodstock, Vermont, David Muller is manufacturing mozzarella di buffala, or buffalo mozzarella. Apparently it tastes quite different from the regular stuff you get in the stores, and working with the buffalo is an added bonus.
So here are the girls. Come on over, girls. Come on. They're kind of funny. Once one starts coming over, they're like little puppy dogs that, you know, once one starts to get petted, then the other ones all sort of line up to get their turn. There you go.
A lot of dairy farms in Vermont are in trouble. Many of them are closing. But David Muller's Star Hill Buffalo Dairy is thriving. And Day to Day is going there now to spend a few minutes with David, hanging around his farm.
Well, there's about 100 here, and the other, there's about another 125 or so that are out in fields. It was definitely a risk, and probably the biggest risk I took was that I didn't buy a couple buffalo, let them spend the winter and see how they did, and then try again. I was too anxious to do that, so I just built everything and bought all the buffalo and kept my fingers crossed. There used to be in Woodstock proper 30 dairy farms in this town, and now besides here there are two. They said the number of cows being milked has stayed about the same, and the milk production of the state stayed about the same, but the number of farms, which really, you know, it's the number of farms that's really so important to the character of the state. You know, you don't need big mega farms with thousands of cows to give you the scene that you're seeing here. You need, you know, 50 cows or 100 cows, and that's what's unfortunately disappearing.
Bailey, come here.
Sit down. Sit. You know, I thought, you know, horses, you know, I went through all the little animals, what animals. I wasn't focused at all really on water buffalo. I was in Nantucket one weekend eating some cheese, and that's where I got the idea of thinking about making a Vermont cheese that was the equivalent of a European cheese. Once I discovered mozzarella, then I started doing my research on the water buffalo. And that's what I discovered. There were like 160 million of them outside the U.S., providing about 15% of the world's milk. And there were really none in the U.S. providing any milk. And it was, that was the moment that was like, whoa, there's something big here. This is the processing plant. Those are 6-ounce cups, and they're typically $1.79 a cup, as compared to, like, if you buy a very high-quality organic yogurt, it's probably $1.10. This is just a completely different product. This is basically a symmetric extension to the other side of the barn. You know, as we said, they expect only to be 700 dairy farms left, you know, within a decade. But there could be 50 or 100 water buffalo farms. The economics of normal dairying is so bad, and the potential economics of water buffalo are so good that it was, you know, it was sort of a natural fit. This is a huge country with a big demand for, you know, dairy-type products. So if you look at those numbers, it's just absolutely, you know, intuitive and believable that 2, 3, 4, 5,000 water buffalo, are, you know, it's going to be an easy thing.
Bailey, come here. Bailey. Come on.
There were some mornings when it was, you know, 8 below and a foot of snow, and I'd look out the window and I'd get up every morning with my fingers crossed going, you know, don't be laying on your backs with your feet up in the air. And, you know, but they survived it, and, you know, they really did just fine.
David Muller at his Star Hill Dairy Farm in South Woodstock, Vermont. That visit thanks to NPR's Ari Shapiro.